What's next?
What's next?
Why are you looking like you're looking?
What do you mean? I can't see myself, so I don't know. At the moment, there's some chemicals in my hair bleaching my golden mullet.
Okay, so the golden mullet is not real.
No, it is bleached. I mean, it's real, but it's like amplified.
It's real in the sense of, you're totally right, like bleached hair is still hair.
It's still hair. It's just color.
It's just color, different colored hair.
And by your own choice.
Correct. So nothing to be ashamed of.
Absolutely not.
Would you, if your hair ever goes gray, would you still put color in it?
Then, well, if I would still have hair and it goes gray, I would rock it like gray mullet. Pretty cool, right? Like silver. Then it would be not golden mullet, it would be silver mullet.
Yeah. You changed the name of your company. Exactly. I mean, what do you think of my mullet lately? Like we are at Pari Clubhouse and we have our barber next door, and I went to it to cut it into some sort of a mullet. I'm close to do it super short Australian mullet-ish.
Yeah.
At one point.
I think it looks right.
Yeah, I have a pretty official meeting in New York next week, and I'm pretty sure Toto doesn't feel as much as we feel the Australian mullet. So I was a little bit careful with that, let's say.
Maybe not. Yeah. But
the week after, we go hard. And I asked, I texted you, do you need a haircut too? And you said, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's next door.
Yeah.
Where your office is and everything. So yeah, they seem actually really professional. Like the last year or two, I've only done Attaboy in Australia, yeah. Like always on the Australian trip.
If Attaboy would be here, you would be having
exactly.
Your haircut.
But what is this place called?
Borton Hair. Is that
yeah.
Correct, Johnny?
I
think so that's how you
put it. We don't know the end
it.
Result yet, but
it, so far
it feels
good.
Promising.
She's going to come in at one point because she does the coloring and check on the coloring
yep.
To understand if it's too long in there, then it might be too bright.
Then we do a skullet.
Just cut the hair totally. So
quite a few things happened the last few days.
Yeah, it's insane. I want to ask about, because you are a man that doesn't hold back. And there's one thing I saw, and I don't think I ever properly talked to you about it. And as we are on the topic of hair, is it true that racing drivers, because you are wearing so much the helmet, don't have as much hair at once? Does it affect the hair grow? Because like I started working with Nico, and there were different angles, let's say, where he was more happy with the pictures I took of him. You're not like that.
No.
But that's one thing F1 drivers all have in common, because they're wearing so much helmets, the hair is not growing insanely good, right? Is that true?
I don't know.
I think
I'm definitely like losing a bit of hair. But,
how's your dad?
Well, my dad got bald when he was 18.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually,
you're succeeding.
I'm almost double now, right? So yeah. I'm succeeding
yeah.
very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely been losing some hair, like slowly, but I don't know if there's anything to do with the helmet or if it's just nature. But
would you go to Turkey to...
No.
No?
I don't really see the point.
You would embrace it.
I would embrace then skullet.
Or half. Like in Germany, that's our German word, Halbglatze. So yeah. Glatze is like, that's a...
Yeah,
like
you, and then you have something on the
yeah,
sides.
You still have, so you can wear a cap and then it yeah. looks like you
if
have...
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
We have different options. So congratulations on your podium last weekend.
Thank you very much.
It was in cycling.
Yeah.
Age group 30 to 39. Sea Otter, not the long route, the
60 mile.
Shorter route, two circles around the Laguna Seca Raceway, which is kind of funny, I think, that your main profession as a Formula One driver gets a break. Last weekend would have been a race. And you say, I still want to race. I still want to go to Laguna Seca, Corkscrew. We all know about it. An insane track. Have you ever driven Corkscrew?
No. That was my first time in Laguna Seca.
So the first time...
I've only did it in with Gran Turismo when I was a kid. So
how is it in real life?
It's way steeper than I thought. Like we actually, the end of that loop, we rode up the wrong way of the track, but yeah. up Corkscrew, and it's really steep. Like, yeah
I saw
but it was fun event. Like it was like a, I think it must be one of the biggest cycling events in the US because they have like mountain biking, they have downhill, they have road racing, gravel racing, and all the brands, they want to be there. So it was pretty cool event.
It was huge. It was the Coachella of cycling.
Of cycling. But I was really happy with my race. Like I had good 2 week training block, and then I decided in the race that it started.
Well, first
started
I want to talk about the start.
Yeah,
because we had a plan.
We had a plan. Paul got me a front row start, which helps a little bit.
Yeah, I wanted to. At one point, like I'm partly, I need to watch out that you are safe. And for me, cycling races with amateurs is sometimes a scary place. Just out of my personal experience, I've had some very sketchy situations because my cycling races happen in the back. And the further you go in the back, the more sketchy it is.
The more riskier it is. That is right.
So we both agreed it would be very, very good if you start in row number one of the, I don't think it was 150 people, 200 people or something, that started in your age group and your kind of 60-mile, two loops around that track. And then I tried to do it through asking the announcer if he wants to interview Valtteri Bottas. Because I thought then he can interview you and then we place you afterwards in the first row and you can speed off so you're not in the, like you're, and the first person who goes down the first downhill, which is a legit scary downhill, the first one. I did not tell you, but the announcer was not totally sure who I was proposing to him. And he was okay. Like, Valtteri, who? And I said, oh, never mind. And then he's like, yeah, we don't do interviews, but thank you. I kind of brushed it off.
Yeah.
And then I was like, should I tell you this? Are you going to laugh at it, which you normally do? But it's also your race preparation, so I don't want to interfere with the race spirit of yours. So you're also already in your Sisu what's next mindset, ready to race. And you took it seriously. You took nutrition seriously. You slept very well. You wanted a podium. That was your goal.
Yeah, it was.
So we still placed you there.
Yeah,
in a bit of a
but you told
way.
Them like we just need to take one picture or something.
I faked
so
the
I went from the front instead of from the back. Actually,
was that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think you know the people understood, like who recognized me, like it makes sense. And safety wise, it does make sense.
Yeah.
But still, I had to get up that first hill to be in the front. Like, and I pushed beyond my ability in the first kilometer.
Okay.
To make sure that I'm in top three going for the first downhill. And that worked out.
First corner was, you were on number one. First summit, what was your position there?
I was second going to the first downhill, which is really
That's
fast descent, which is perfect position.
That's exactly what we wanted.
Because you still have good visibility. You have a wheel in front of you, which means less drag. So, yeah, it was perfect. And then it was tough course, no big drama, and fought my way to the finish on third position, very close to second.
Yeah, like the last, it was a U-turn before the finish line.
Yeah.
Did you think about diving in on the inside?
I was a bit too far away, but but he was stronger than me. Like he had a bigger gap before.
Okay.
I catched him right at the end, and then it just felt like he had a bit more in reserve.
Got it.
So, yeah. But yeah, was good.
Then we went to a place that I have a big question mark. It's called Paso Robles. It's a great place, I think. I like it.
Good place for wine.
Yes. lots of heaps of wineries, heaps of wine testing places. And we went there because we are driving an electric vehicle. And as every other road tripping electric customer, you're looking for charging points. So, and yes, we met an old friend of Tiffany's. And so Paso Robles was the place to go. We park the car, we step outside, 10 seconds later, two people scream your name, say, Botas, Botas, big fans. We're like, okay, there's...
It happens sometimes.
We found the two or four motorsport fans
of Paso Robles,
a city in California. Next corner, six people, Botas! I can't believe, like, they were screaming, shaking with their phones, calling their parents on FaceTime. It was like they saw Jesus. With every, like, the first 19 minutes of Paso Robles, and we walked through streets, we went into a restaurant, every single person we met, a total of probably 65 people, recognized you, lost their shit, couldn't believe their luck that you are there. You are a superstar in Paso Robles.
It turns out so. But
why?
This I still don't understand. Like, we're now in Newport Beach. Here is pretty chill. Like, I rarely get recognized or... Yeah. But in Paso Robles, it was everyone.
Every single person.
I want to know why is this. Maybe they... I don't know if it's something to do with the wine, because maybe people know I'm into wine.
It could be a combination of both. I think everybody also had a glass of wine, like the way they reacted.
Yeah.
Like they were happy, let's say.
Yeah.
And maybe that doubles up to the whole experience of recognizing people, which we're going to come to later. But I think I am sometimes around famous people, and the more drunk the people are, the worse it is.
Yeah, yeah, you have less hurdles within yourself to go to somebody. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So maybe that's also part of the reason, because it was like 4 p.m., but they all had a serious amount of different... And there's my friend Doug coming in. Hello, Doug. We're recording.
Hello.
Correct.
I'm going to get my hair.
Yeah. Get you. Yes, come by. That's my friend Doug. Do you know what Doug texted me today? He is a doctor, very close friend of mine, and he texted me, I just passed Valtteri Bottas cycling.
Oh, really?
So he saw you cycling, which is the second person. I want to know the story of your side of yesterday when you came back and ran into my child.
Oh, yeah. Like,
how crazy is that?
Yeah, that was cool. We did a quick ride yesterday with Tiff, just like a beach cruise. And on the way back to our Airbnb, close to Blackies, on this bike path here, I saw this little dude cycling opposite direction. And then the closer I got, I was like, huh, it would be so funny if that was Paul's son. And then when I got to him, it was. And then I shouted, mate, mate. And he turned around, he stopped. And, Valtteri, Valtteri. So then we took a selfie together and I told him, ride safe. I'll see you later for Taco Tuesday.
It's new in his life that he's cycling alone. So he's very proud of himself.
He did well.
Yeah, it's a legit 6K.
Yeah, yeah. And when I told him, just ride safe. Yeah, I will. Yeah. He was very confident.
Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah.
So Doug on the other side texted me, not only did he saw you, he said, you know what would be funny? You need to send Valtteri Bottas to Pier Club. And he should wear Speedos. And I send him a picture of this moment.
Done already.
Yeah. Great idea, Doug, but already delivered. Already, we made it already. How was Pier Club 2026? And that's the highlight of the whole US trip for you, I feel like.
I think so, yeah. I've been looking forward to the Pier Club for a long, long time, because it's been a long gap since my first and only visit so far. And
you know that you become a member of Pier Club if you have three.
But I became a member now.
You're
today.
An honorary member.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's 7:45. And the life saving, how do you say, station or
tower
number 22.
Yeah,
7, every Wednesday. Wednesday,
rain or shine,
highly recommend
all year.
No wetsuits
allowed,
only swimming wear.
That's
a couple of jellyfish around there, but it's okay.
64 people today. Record turnout.
Wow, yeah. But it's just, you basically swim around the pier,
it's
go
short.
Back for a coffee. Yeah. It's a nice social thing, and what a way to start a morning. Like,
it's amazing. We have merch now. I'm the happiest person.
Yeah, yeah, I really like the,
and a crew
the shirt. It's really cool.
We're going to represent it in F1 world.
Absolutely.
The pier club will go worldwide.
That was good.
Paso Robles. After Paso Robles, we went to Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree, because you mainly want to cycle.
Yeah, and I've never been.
Never been. You've never been to Palm Springs. That's the other thing. And which brings us at the end to our big topic we need to talk about. And I really want to learn about this from you. So it was the four of us. My wife came, mainly because Tate, which is like the rip key to success 27, by the way, is... We now have the single best setup you can ever have. A 15-year-old daughter, Rosalie, who's insanely cool and capable of taking care of Tate, who's 8, for 48 hours by herself. So we have a free babysitter, and we can do whatever the parents wanted.
You can go to Coachella.
We can hit Coachella. And live our second youth and YOLO. So thank you, Rosalie, for that. We went to your first music festival, and I kind of want to frame it. So it started with the races got canceled. You said, we're coming to California. I said, it's Coachella weekend. It's something I go to for 14 years now.
Yeah.
In the row.
And Tiffany was quite excited about the Coachella.
It's something that's deep in my... I love music. Music is insanely important to me. I play the piano a little bit, but I mainly consume music. For me, sport with music is the single best thing. Like, it could... I have playlists that can... make me run 20% faster. I have playlists that can put me in a better mood after I have some stress. I have playlists that combined maybe with one or two gummy bears can bring you, you can talk to aliens and stuff. Like, it's for me, through the eyes, the second most important thing is music in my ears. It's a very, very, very important thing. And I started taking pictures in music, you know this, with the rapper and everybody. So I learned a lot of musicians because they're artists and they tell their story through music. I tell mine through content or whatever, or other people's stories through whatever I do. So it played a huge role learning how to proper story tell. That's why I went to Coachella, which is one of the most important music festivals, but also art festivals, and the most visual festival I've ever seen. Sunsets, beautiful art installations and everything. So I immediately said, my friend Valtteri, you are coming to Coachella with me. And here comes your barber.
Come on in.
Who needs to check on...
How is it looking?
Can you step over it? Can you... She's checking on the hair of Valtteri. What do you feel? Do we need to cut? Or can it be a little longer? Ish.
Be like 5 minutes.
Five more
Perfect.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Five What's minutes. Our recording time? 20 minutes? Can we have
Five
10
minutes.
More minutes? What happens if we keep it in too long?
Then I lose my hair.
Let's not
five
do
minutes.
10 more
We can
minutes.
Do 5 minutes.
Yeah, we do 5 minutes.
You can do like 5 or 8.
Five 8 minutes. Okay, give me 6 minutes, 24 seconds.
I'll give you that.
We'll Perfect. Okay.
Coachella it is. I want to show my friend Coachella.
Yeah.
Because it's very important.
And I was like, yeah, sure. I've never been to a music festival in my life. I've only been to a few concerts of bands that I kind of like.
Yeah. Which Two is, concerts you were at.
I've been to 3.
Okay.
But festival is always been something that I've been curious about, okay, and if I could do it or not.
How did you like it?
This might offend some people. Some people might...
Disclaimer.
Some people might think I'm really weird and...
Which I you are. I am too.
Yes, but don't get me wrong. I really appreciate the gift. You know, you got us tickets. They're not cheap.
They were, but, let's be it, there were artist passes for Coachella, and we had hookups to the veranda places, which is the service tables within, it's the VIP of VIP of VIP. We were sitting, our access was the same access Daniel Ricciardo had, and he asked us, how did you get those tickets? So just to be clear, we had great tickets.
Yeah, but about... Well, almost before we even got there, I was like, I just want to be in the sauna at the our Airbnb in Joshua Tree. And then that feeling just started to amplify while we were there. To me, the music that I don't follow, I don't know, it's just noise. And the amount of people, like the amount of people is crazy.
But let's separate it first.
Yeah.
So music you have not heard before. And you really like The Offspring, for example.
Example.
So their main song is like right?
Yeah.
So if you hear that song, you say, "Oh, this is nice music." Mm. Anything else that you have not listened to before in your life? Noise.
Correct. And it was very noisy around there.
Sure, it's a music festival. So
it is. But
first,
I didn't
okay,
like
but
it.
But then tell me.
I didn't like that day at all. I would have much preferred to stay at the Airbnb, even just by myself.
It's so nice that you're honest.
Yeah.
What was the first song you recognized?
There was one song from Strokes.
Okay.
I don't even know the name of the song, but that one I recognized. I've heard before. It was pretty cool to see Justin Bieber, though. Like, you don't get those opportunities.
Yeah.
And he looked well. Like, he had a great day on that Saturday.
Yeah.
But it was late. And then I knew, by the time we get back, it's going to be like 2 o'clock. So, yeah. Anyway.
I think I met the first end of Sisu because like you are or what's next, like you are the single person that could like if you're in a situation that you have to just go through with it, like you can't change it, so let's go through with it.
Yeah,
you are the person I want to be next to, because like if I'm ever running into trouble, you're not like, oh, you're not complaining, you're not, hey, how I could be somewhere else, whatever. You're saying, okay, this is what we now have to do. We're going to go through with it and we're going to finish. There's no other option.
Yeah.
Indoor triathlon, whatever. The Justin Bieber set at Coachella brought you to the end of that. Like, I saw your face. And when I asked you like 8 songs in and said, what's your brain doing right now? And you told me, I'm trying to visualize being alone in the sauna. While you were in the middle of the table section of the VIP VIP looking at Justin Bieber performing the arguably most important concert of 2026 in the world.
Like, I have all the respect to him.
Yeah, totally.
What he does. And,
but it's insanely crazy.
It's just
good. But I like it. I love it that this is all noise. And I love, and I remembered that you once, because I tried to find out what role music plays in your life. I was always pretty impressed by how low, like whenever we go in a car, you never connect your phone to play music. Whenever we work out, I immediately start music, and you just sometimes put some background on, but sometimes. It doesn't really.
No, it's not really a big part of my life. Like sometimes it's nice to listen to music, but example workouts, I never listen to music.
I
like the silence, and because I feel like my world is a lot of noise, a lot of people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and probably also from where I grew up, like Lakeside Finland, very peaceful and quiet. I kind of need that sometimes. So if you describe my day off, ideal day off, it is the opposite from Coachella experience. So, yeah. But yeah,
it's just,
I've been there, I can say that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. You never gave me the feeling of like I'm torturing or none of our group. But you were very
you could, yeah.
Like
you
on know, the way back, well, so. Teresa was like, when is the first moment I can land the joke of, hey, are you going tomorrow again? Because we had tickets for both days. And like we were waiting for the ride.
You went again, but
any moment would have been. The second day we listened to sets and everything, and it's like it makes sense now. Also the fact that when I ask you about your most favorite songs or a recap of sounds of Spotify or something, you told me, oh, I can't log in for the last 4 years into my Spotify.
Which is true.
Insane for me. Like yeah, I don't have Spotify. Can't live without Spotify or Apple Music or whatever.
I have
like
Apple Music, yeah. I do.
And then you could you tell me a song that you really like this week?
From
just any.
This week I haven't listened to any music. Not a single song.
This month?
This month? No.
This year?
Yes, this year I have.
Okay,
for sure.
What,
maybe
what's
some
this?
Flights, long flight or something.
Which explains why you mad dogged, or what was that, when you took a 17-hour flight and just looked straight at a screen at the graphics?
No, I didn't do the whole flight, no.
Oh, it was not the whole flight. I thought you did the whole flight.
No.
Okay.
No, fake news.
Fake news. Okay.
What else?
We got to go. You got to...
Otherwise,
hair will fall out.
I don't want to lose the rest of my hair, so...
There's some other stuff, but we talk about that later.
Yeah.
I'm never taking you back to Coachella.
Thank you.
I admire that you tried to learn.
Did somebody, by the way, use my ticket then the next day? Good. Perfect.
We gave it to the people that mainly help us arrange when somebody needs a pickup from school, like with the kids.
Yeah.
Our closest friends, Carly and Anna. And honestly, you made two people's day insanely heavy. It was Esme and Carly
perfect.
Had the tickets. Anna had a ticket already. They cried of joy. Because they are music lovers by passion.
Perfect.
We're going over.
All right.
Okay.
I'm coming.
See you next week, my dear friends.
See
of
you.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
Hair. You need to wash your hair.
Let's go.
Let's go.